Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Welcome to the Sherlock's Weekly Highlights podcast. My name is Georgie Korichkol, and this week I'm joined by Maya Lucky, Astrid Carter, and founder of resort wear brand Pampelone, Holly Scarsella. So first of all, this week we're going to talk about beauty favourites. We did a piece with Newbie Hands, who's the beauty director of Net-a-Porter, and beauty is sort of one of the most successful beauty journalists.
Absolutely.
Of our time, isn't she?
If you're going to ask anyone about beauty, it's Newbie. I mean, she knows everything. And quite clearly, she's got a great eye and great instincts, because look at the roundup.
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, there's some expensive things in here, but it is the Net-a-Porter beauty section. But some amazing products. Holly, did anything stand out in there? Is there anything you've tried that Newbie recommended that you thought, yes, that is a really good product?
Actually, her first product on the list, which is the Charlotte Tilbury Instant Magic Facial Dry Sheet Mask, really
stood out for me.
I know, it's a long name. But essentially, I went to the launch of it a few months ago with Charlotte herself, who very kindly took me through the product. And I have to say, it's the only time I've ever used the word revolutionary about a beauty product. Genuinely, you know, as you mentioned, Georgie, you know, it's not the cheapest list here. However, this is actually really good value when you think about it. What they don't, what hasn't been mentioned here, is that the mask is £18, but is reusable. You can use it 6 times. So essentially, it's £3 a go, but creates such a difference to your skin. I could not tell you how much I would buy this again and again.
I remember when there was quite a lot of people that went to the launch, and everyone was genuinely shouting about this product, weren't they? Going, it's incredible. My skin is glowing. I've never seen anything like
Also, I was speaking to the girl that PRs it, that invited us very kindly to the event, and she was saying it was quite a difficult launch for them because they had no idea. The mask, actually, when you put it on, makes you look a little bit like Hannibal Lecter. And they thought, there is absolutely no way we're going to get, you know, 50 girls at an evening event trying this mask on, because they're just not going to want to do it. And actually, as soon as we saw Charlotte, you know, she's so fantastic at repping her own products because they work, and she's so sure of the technology in them. We all saw her do it and saw the difference to her skin in front of our eyes.
Instantly.
And literally within a minute, every single one in the room had these masks on. And I think, you know, one of the key things about it, which I think is revolutionary, as Newbie says as well, is you can wear it on top of makeup. So you don't have to just wear it. It's a dry mask. You don't just have to wear it when you take your
Incredible.
Makeup off. You can wear it on top of your makeup, and literally within a few minutes, you will look the glowiest, dewiest, most
we
refreshing
need to get those in here.
Skin.
I need to try one of those.
Imagine loads of people in the back of an Uber.
Multiplying Hannibal Lecter. The products that stood out for me in here as well was the Sisley Black Rose Cream Mask. I mean, it's £99, so if you can ever get your hands on a sample, then hang on to it. But it's a really incredible mask, and you know, I'm not really into gimmicky beauty or trying endless products, but this is something that I just really, really rate. We wrote a piece on the look we love being statement earrings combined with off-the-shoulder tops.
I love this look. I mean, you guys probably know I always wear an off-the-shoulder top in the office, but I just think showing your shoulder, it kind of works for everyone.
You can always tell if Astrid's going out in the evening.
Yeah, that's so true.
In an off-the-shoulder top. Sorry, but you know, it's your giveaway.
Shoulders are the new boobs, I think.
That's
like,
so
if
you of your body.
Big boobs or...
It's the shoulder cover.
Shoulders are the new boobs. I love
they
that.
Are, actually, the coveteur, one of my favourite online kind of trend websites from LA, they wrote a piece recently on shoulder cleavage, and I think that was really interesting for me, obviously being a resort wear designer. We've had off the shoulder in our collection right from, you know, day dot 2 years ago, and you know, we always get questions from buyers, oh, is it over? No, people keep buying it. It's flattering.
It's so yeah. flattering.
And I think
and
your
sexy.
Shoulders, you know, everyone's got a good collarbone. You know, even if you're, you know, you're not in the greatest shape, you're
exactly.
always quite happy to show your collarbones.
Yeah, and everyone's got
like
a shoulder.
Slimmer.
No one's got fat.
No,
shoulder. I mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
No. Shoulders don't get fat. They don't really age. Like,
yes.
Even if you're slightly older, like, I think Helen Mirren could.
And actually,
shoulder.
Even
Absolutely.
If you think of a V, that's when you show your you know, that's when all the sort of wrinkles on your chest start to show. But actually, your shoulders is a bit ageless, isn't it?
I think it's great. Customers love it. And I also think with the statement earring, that look is just so striking. You can have your hair up, your hair down. You can take it from the beach to the evening. And there are so many good options these days for different earrings.
And not expensive ones either.
And I think, yeah, for both of these pieces, so the earrings and the tops, I mean, that's a nice thing, isn't it? The High Street are doing amazing off-the-shoulder tops and amazing earrings. So it really is a great look that you can do for not very much money.
I love that And Other Stories top. I was so close to buying it the other day, but I thought,
don't need another one. Yes, really nice. And Holly, you do your lovely, lovely broderie on glaze, don't you? Your white off the shoulder. I mean, that's got to be, was that your bestseller last year?
Absolutely. We had a tunic called the Provence tunic, and it's essentially a really simple off the shoulder white broderie mini dress. We call it bottom skimming because it's so short.
It is really short.
It's really short, but essentially when you're on the beach and you've got a bikini on, it's just, you feel so free. It feels great. And we sold out, I think, today. We've already sold out 9 times of it.
So we interviewed Joanne Beckham, who is David Beckham's sister, for her little black book of London. She runs a concierge business. And I was quite intrigued to see where she recommended. It wasn't all that revolutionary. I mean, clearly, she's perhaps got a bit more money to spend than others. And there were places like Rocker, Zuma, Sexy Fish, Hakkasan, etc. Is there anywhere on this list that kind of stands out for you as particularly
nothing new, but I do love Hakkasan. I think it's consistently really good. It's good if you want to go, like, I've been with a group of girlfriends, I've been on a date night, their brunch is really good.
Yeah, they do a good brunch, actually, because it's expensive. But we like quite a lot of these places. They do quite a good brunch.
It's expensive. I actually didn't know that they do a brunch.
Yeah, it's expensive, but you get a lot of good, decent food, and you get good quality champagne, nice cocktails, whereas
at the brunch.
Yeah, sometimes you go for these bottomless brunches and they're actually just horrible Prosecco.
Yeah, they give you all the cheap stuff.
You've got an hour to drink as much as you can.
Do you get the chili sea bass? Joanne said the dish that she'd go back for would be the chili sea bass.
I don't remember getting that.
Possibly that's not on the brunch menu. If you're going for dinner. She said most romantic restaurant, Hu Tong, which is obviously up the Shard and is vastly expensive. But I would say my tip for a really fun date night is the Aquashard Bar. Have you been there?
I actually haven't. I haven't done anything around the Shard. I haven't been to Hu Tong. I haven't done any of those ones. I tend to stay
on ground level.
On ground level. I do like height. But I also think, for me, I love, obviously all these places that she suggested are incredible, but I quite like local, really good, hot, you know, trusted places.
Yeah, I agree. But I would just say the Aquashard Bar, you feel a bit like you're in New York, you're looking over London, and they have a sort of jazz band that gets a bit cooler as the night goes on, and you can have little Asian kind of sharing plates, amazing cocktails, it's got a really good buzz, you don't have to have this really big expensive dinner, you can just go for cocktails. Anyway, I went with a girlfriend and we were like, no offence, but this should be a date. And we feel like we're in New York. So it's quite a good
I'm going to try that.
Yeah. So Holly, where are your, if we were talking about your little black book of places, can you give us a few of your gems?
Well, I love, so for like a really good meal, I love La Famiglia in Chelsea.
Oh, me too.
I think that's one of my go-tos. My husband's Italian and loves Italian, like good Italian food. And like hearty plates, not just like fancy pantsy Italian where it's tiny.
It's been there forever. My mum and stepdad went on their first date to La Famiglia. And yeah, it's a real, it's kind of a gem. Have you heard of it?
I've never been.
Yeah, it's really good. It's rustic, but it's rustic. Always busy. And there's quite often like a celebrity in there.
Yeah, it's great for secret celeb spotting.
Yeah,
actually.
It is. I think they're really discreet going there. And probably they are, but it's amazing. It's really old school. It's
family run.
But
the food is great.
Always busy.
The food is great. They do, like I said, really good hearty meals. Whether you go for lunch or dinner, it's always a great experience. Good wine. And like Georgie said, even though it's local, you still feel like you can get dressed up and go there, which I like. I think if you're going on a date night, I think you want to feel nice. You want to put on your, your new
heels. People say, oh yeah, we're just going for a curry, I'm like,
no.
Unless it's a really good curry. I mean, yeah. We wrote a piece on how to get shinier hair. We said, the ultimate polished look, glossy locks, speaks volumes when it comes to the health of your hair. Holly, you've got very shiny hair from where I'm sitting. What are your tips for shiny hair? Is your hair something that you consciously try and look after.
Definitely. I think I've been quite lucky, I'm not going to lie. My maternal grandfather is Indian, so with that Indian gene, I'm quite lucky with my skin and my hair, it's quite dark. However, I think as I've grown older, I've always, you know, seen people comment on my hair a lot more, and I think it was just something I took for granted.
It is very shiny.
So now almost become conscious of it. I now have this standard to uphold, which I am actually really conscious of. And I think, you know, I know this isn't helpful to a lot of people, but there are two main things that keep my hair this shiny. The first thing is that I've never coloured my hair in my life. Never dyed it, no highlights, nothing. Actually, when I was 13, I did a once wash-in, wash-up that I bought from Boots and didn't tell my mum about. And it was, I mean, my shower looked like there'd been a murder scene because it was this red hair dye everywhere. And it was, thank goodness, just a wash-in, wash-out. But I've never dyed my hair, which I know is really good for the kind of health benefits of your hair.
Yeah.
And secondly, I don't straighten my hair. And I think something that I've learned...
Sin, I'm double sin.
Well, I think Ken Paves, who obviously does Eva Longoria and Victoria Beckham, I once had a very, very brief conversation with him at an event years ago.
Did you?
I mean, that makes me sound like I go to fancy events. I really don't. It was such a coincidence, but I just thought, right, if you're in front of me...
He's become such a sort of star.
Such a star. And I just said to him, what is your one tip for me? And he said, stop straightening your hair, because essentially with the heat distribution and the way women straighten their hair, they're not clever in parting it. They, you know, as we all know, women like to just do the same piece over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So he recommended blow drying it. And I mean, today my hair doesn't look that wonderful, but I think usually what I do is I'll invest the time once every other day to section it and just blow dry it. And I think one of his key tips that he always says in his kind of demonstrations is whether you're straightening or blow drying, be really conscious as a woman that you're not doing the same piece over and over again. I think as women, we say, for example, if you're blow drying, you'll keep doing the same piece thinking it's going to dry the bottom when the top's already bone dry.
Yeah, so sometimes like the back of my hair is not going to dry if the hair dryer is still pointing at the front. Yeah. And it's so true, isn't
it? It's interesting that was one of his top tips. Mm. And I've sworn by it ever since, and I have actually seen since I've been doing that such a big difference in
the
quality
of
my hair.
It's sort of common sense, but yeah, it is a good tip. And what about shampoo? It says here that you should avoid sulfate-based shampoos because they can strip the hair of natural oils that obviously give it that shine. Do you use a special shampoo?
Again, as with my beauty regime years ago, I just used to buy whatever, you know, when I was a student, I just used to buy whatever was on offer in Tesco's or Sainsbury's. And again, that I think was awful for my hair.
I think we're all so guilty of that.
So,
and have you learned the error of your ways?
I absolutely have. And now, actually quite a lot of people ask me where I get my hair cut as well, and I get so many messages on Instagram, which I always feel really flattering. I'm like, thank you so much. And actually I get so many messages. I probably get about 10 or 12 messages a week where I get my hair cut. And I go to a gentleman called Joey at Richard Ward on Sloane Square, and it's not the cheapest, but I genuinely only get my hair cut once every 5 months, which is horrific. But I don't need to, because my hair's in such good condition, and he does such a good cut.
Yeah.
And he always recommends to me to use a Kerastase. I can't pronounce
Kerastase,
it properly.
Yeah.
Kerastase. And so now I just use that, and actually that's on the list of your article that you've got here.
Yeah.
The Shine Intensifying Mask. And I think just using a good shampoo, it's such a boring thing, but investing that little bit more in an everyday product really does help. And then lastly, interestingly on your list it says forget oils.
Yeah, I thought that was
searing, because I one of the things I swear by is I do a Moroccan oil treatment on my hair once a month. Essentially I just have the pot of Moroccan oil and I just lather my hair so it looks really, really greasy.
But you don't leave the oil, you wash it out the next
morning.
I think what this is saying is don't put an oil in your hair and
like,
go.
Oh, so it's weighed down. Okay.
Because it weighs it down and then the product builds up.
Yeah.
And that is actually counter-effective. So it says to use a serum instead. The other thing that is sort of common sense, but is boosting your diet. And talked in the article about biotin, which I think is how you say it. But it's thought to be crucial for healthy hair growth. And you can obviously eat foods that are rich in biotin, like almonds and salmon and avocados and things, but I think you can get omega-3 supplements.
Yeah,
and we had our wellness day on Saturday, and Gabriella
she said, raved about them, didn't she? She said if you're going to take anything for healthy hair and skin, it's omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah, exactly. And then someone else talked about the fact that you can get them from fish and from certain nuts, etc. But Gabriella made the point that you'd have to be eating bucket loads of oily fish to actually
get the benefit,
I mean, who is?
Yeah.
So really, we should all be taking an omega-3 supplement. And if we want it to be really effective, then you can get ones make sure it's got biotin in it. I don't know if they all do, but I think you can get ones that specifically have a big dose of it in. Let's talk about interiors briefly, because we did a really nice piece on what we call duo wall prints. And unfortunately, a big print is not just double the cost of one print. You know, a big print is 10 times the cost of a print half its size. And I really love the look of two. I actually love repetition in prints. So I have in my house these black and white pictures of hydrangeas. And I actually have three of them in a row. They're identical. I love that look. But I really like two together. Or just a few prints that are complementary, sort of the same style. And we did this piece, and we linked to Etsy, because they've actually... Etsy's a great...
So fantastic.
...place for affordable art. But Holly, completely coincidentally, I noticed on your Instagram, you just put some art up above your sofas or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have... My husband and I have been finishing our house for the last 2 years, as we call it. And I think... especially with arts and prints and stuff like that, you do accumulate over time and you kind of switch them around and you kind of find what works in the space. And I think this duo wall print trend is really popular at the moment from an interior design perspective, but it's also something that won't date, I don't think. So recently my husband and I commissioned a big piece for above our sofa in our lounge, and we changed our mind about halfway through and contacted the artist and said, is there any way you can do two instead? Because as Georgie said, I feel like your eye, it complements the eye a little bit better. It's slightly more design focused, design led, I think also brings a room together a little bit more. So ours actually were a designer called Omar Abade, and he's actually available on Etsy.
Oh, really?
Funnily enough, when I say commission art, it always tends to, you always think it's going to cost thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds, but actually this artist, I found him on Instagram, as we all do these days, find everything on Instagram. And actually when I visited his studio, found out that he was doing, he obviously takes private commissions, you know, when you just email him or call him. But then he also has some standard prints on Etsy. And I actually figured that out when I was clicked on your link. It was on one of your kind of pieces that you did, which was amazing. And he does incredible kind of abstracty, beautiful, but quite fluid pieces.
Well, I thought the pieces that he did for you were stunning and actually really my taste. And I think that's a really good tip. And when you just said commissioning, I thought, okay... Serious,
that word, my husband as well, when I said that word, was like, no.
But it's a really good tip, you know, to go onto Etsy if you don't want a print that everyone else is going to have. I mean, Etsy's got some really affordable art, and I did something similar with Rise Art, which is...
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
Another art platform, and I found this art. So I was never that into art, and someone said to me, everyone's into art when they find the artist that they love. And I found this artist, Kirsten Gaudio Ensley, I think her name is. Anyway, she's American, but her stuff was really affordable, and she did something for me as well. So similar to you, I just got her to do something that she hadn't done for anyone else. But it was just as cheap as going, you know, to John Lewis and buying a print. So I think that's a really good tip. And I noticed that House Curious, who we're a big fan of here, this is this amazing house.
I need to find this.
You need to check it out. It has every interior trend in it, and it's the kind of shoot location / workshop location / someone's home.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's like walking into Pinterest.
It is.
Wow. Like
Metro Tars meets neon sign meets botanical meets, I mean, teal, velvet, you name it. But it's
heaven.
It's incredible. And she's got this amazing kitchen. There was a big kind of blank wall. And I just noticed that she's actually started selling art. So if you're after some nice prints, go onto House Curious's website, because she's selling them now. But she's just done a really complimentary big selection of prints that are just not expensive at all. But if you bought one massive piece of art,
cost you
it would just be horrendous.
Well, especially even framing as well, which I'm learning a lot now, is with my houses, I always think, I want one really big piece to fill the wall. And then you realise that not only have you got to pay, as you say, Georgie, for the actual art itself, the framing obviously costs a fortune, it's usually bespoke. So actually getting smaller pieces in more generic sizes to put together is actually a really great way of doing it.
Let's talk about crop tops, because, you know, we think of crop tops, we think of teenage girls, but they've become a real sort of staple for summer fashion in the last few years. And there are some really grown-up brands, Philosophy, Dodo Barreau, doing some really nice crop tops. What's your take on them, Holly?
I think
a crop top?
Now, being 6 months pregnant, I would look ridiculous. I would look like Mr. Blobby in a
crop
top.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. But I do think it's been brought back in a really grown-up way, which I love. One of my favourite looks with a crop top is a real oversized men's workwear pant with a very fitted kind of little crop top. And I just love that look. And I think also a look with using a crop top that I love, which I actually put into my collection this season, is where you have a high-waisted skirt or trouser, and we've done a high-waisted maxi skirt with a crop top over the top with a little frill.
Yeah.
So it's not as obvious as a crop top. It's almost when you walk and when you move, you can see a slight gap of tan skin.
So.
And I think that's really nice.
And I think so many people think, oh, God, I haven't got the stomach for a crop top. But actually, with a high-waisted trouser, it doesn't matter. You don't actually even need to show
the
any skin,
bits.
Do you?
Yeah. That little bit there, just under the bust, is quite sexy. It's usually the flatter point in your tummy.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, something over your high up over your belly button and then a little bit of skin. Yeah, I love
absolutely.
That look too. We did a feature on brands at Net-a-Porter you can actually afford, and some of the comments on the article were like, I mean, Sheer Luxe, come on, do you call that affordable? I think the idea was that they were the more affordable, should we
absolutely.
Have named
Georgie,
it?
I remember reading this article because obviously, actually funny, like I always file my Sheer Luxe, my Luxe mail. That's my one thing I read every day as my little treat.
Aww.
To myself, genuinely. And I remember reading this article, and like I said, because I file it, I tend to read it after most people, so the comments are already there. And I read some of the comments, and I do understand people's, you know, where they're coming from, but I don't think they're getting the point of the article. I think the point of the article is, we all know Net-a-Porter costs a fortune. These are the most affordable brands there that you could, you know, save and get one here or there. Excuse me, it's very much how I shop on Net-a-Porter. I will literally, you know, it's always low to high rather than high to low when you're sorting. let's be honest. But I do think having, and any stylist will tell you, having one or two key pieces in your season's wardrobe
absolutely
is how you, that are also pieces that are really transitional and pieces that are really kind of versatile, is fantastic. And I actually thought this article was really good in
good.
Giving
well, so
me,
did I
yeah.
And then we got a bit of attack,
and there's
from
some great new
pieces.
Brands that we all want to know, you know, like I think Ganni as well, is that how to say it?
Yes,
Ganni?
I, we were saying yeah, I think
fantastic
it is
brand that I have been seeing all over Instagram. And actually, you know, every season, you know, something that you don't necessarily invest in every season, but if you want to get a leather jacket for a couple of years that lasts a while, or a really good white blazer or something like that, these are the brands you almost want to look
yes
to.
And I think that is the point. Funny enough, I was looking for a white blazer yesterday, and I went on to Net-a-Porter, and typically the one that I really liked was Givenchy and was £1,500. So that was the point of this, as you say. Yeah, I agree on Ganni. I also think C by Chloe,
fantastic.
This season, it's just had the best season ever, practically. I mean, it's got a bit more expensive, hasn't it? But Chloe has got astronomically expensive in the last couple of years. Are there any other brands for you that you think are particularly...
I really love Needle and Thread. I'm a bridesmaid in September, and there's quite a few of us. And I think
are you wearing Needle and Thread?
We're all wearing Needle and Thread.
Are
so
you?
It's all
that's
the same
cool.
colour palette, but different dresses. So
oh.
we won't look... Cringe.
Needle and Thread, I mean, they're just having such an amazing
it's beautiful
time, aren't
and
they?
And looks so expensive.
I know.
And I think we all...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Especially for me, when you've got an occasion, for example, a wedding or a christening or something, none of us want to go to Topshop or Zara. We all know they do fantastic options, but three other people will be wearing it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is just the ultimate, you know, no-no. So you'd rather, well, for me anyway, invest in like one or two slightly more expensive pieces and have, you know, wear them again. And I think needle and thread for their dresses, they
for
just
a wedding,
look so
it's
expensive
perfect.
As well. They look gorgeous. Not crazy money, but you can also keep them season on season.
Yeah.
We were saying the other day that it's interesting that Marigay McGee is now an investor in needle and thread. She's obviously, what was she, fashion and beauty director at Harrods for years.
And went to Saks.
Then went to Saks, has left, and has now set up a consultancy business. But I just thought it was very interesting that her involvement, I mean, she's a woman of real...
Such a formidable woman.
Yeah, respect, and she's been hugely successful, and I thought it was really interesting that she's now involved in needle and thread and
that
it's having
really
such
see,
a moment. Like,
yeah,
she's
absolutely.
Really taken that brand to another level. Well, Reformation, great to see that Reformation is on Net-a-Porter, although it's not a brilliant range, is it?
It's not a great
it's a
range.
Shame they don't do more. I don't know why they don't.
It's these types of brands really frustrate me. The brands that are so popular in the US, there's one, you know, they've got so many stores, it's so readily available, and it just kind of seems nuts that.
And then
over
you get
the
six
UK,
pieces on Net-a-Porter.
And I always get my husband to get me Reformation dresses for weddings again when he's in New York on business, which doesn't happen very often, sadly, but I always send him in with a massive shopping list and just say, right, you have to get me these pieces.
Gee, God, that's
actually,
good
if you, for girls that love Reformation, I've got a really good tip, actually. There's a website, I think it's called We Are Rewritten, and it's essentially, it pits itself as kind of a bridesmaidy brand, but actually the dresses are... really amazing, reasonably priced, almost versions of Reformation dresses. Not copies at all, but almost good style dresses. And I have got a couple of those for weddings this year.
And is it a UK business?
It's a UK business. You can order them online and they get
We
some
Are
Rewritten,
I suppose,
yeah.
About to get a lot of traffic.
I very much recommend them.
I hope they're
sending
you some free dresses after that.
Like I said, don't be put off by the fact that they call themselves a bridesmaids brand. They're essentially just those classic Reformation wrap dresses. Yeah. They've got their own versions of those. Same quality, beautiful. I highly recommend them.
Oh, cool. Good. Let's talk about fitness. We wrote a beginner's guide to fitness with Nico Algieri, who's the founder of Equilibrium, one of London's kind of hottest new studios. And he's trained everyone from Ellie Goulding to Nicole Scherzinger. And this was a piece on how you get into fitness. You know, we're in this world where everyone just assumes that you're someone that goes to the gym X times a week. And I thought it was really nice to take this angle and to sort of say, okay, well, if you're not that person, how do you get there? How do you get started? And I thought this was a really positive piece.
Me too. Yeah. I thought it had some really realistic advice.
So did I.
Especially... because we always say abs made in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's not all about hitting the gym. You need to make sure you're eating well as well. And I just thought his advice on healthy diet.
I loved that too.
It was so good. Forget supplements and fad diets. Instead, take out all the white carbs, sweets, chocolates and crisps. Reduce your alcohol intake and drink plenty of water. You'll transform in 4 weeks, I promise.
I love that. And I highlighted that as well. Yeah. And I love that he said reduce. I was sitting there with a glass of rosé when I was reading this last night, and I was like, well, hallelujah, I'm going to reduce my alcohol intake, kind of. I agree, it was sort of really risky. And he said, have a long-term goal, and he said, try everything, you're not going to like everything, everyone's
I
different.
Really liked that. I really liked his comments on that. Also, that not to make it a baptism of fire, I think, especially... Well, I live in London, and living in West London, there are all these very cool gyms popping up. And I think, you know, I get so scared going to the classes. I almost want to just sit in a corner and watch everyone.
It's so intimidating, isn't it?
And it is so intimidating. And, you know, all the women are there in their crop top, you know, the crop. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, great motivation. But please don't watch me while I'm
yeah, can I go
everywhere.
At the back if I get it wrong?
And I think his advice was fantastic and really... like you said, achievable, i.e. okay, you're new, start with a short workout. It's so simple. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, every trainer is going to think their method's best. That doesn't mean that they are. Do what's right for you. And I think that's something really, yes. You know, we're all used to being drummed into us. This is right. No, this is right. You know, 1 week, I think, okay, Pilates is going to turn me quicker. And next week it's boxing. And next week it's this. And I just think, oh my God, what do I believe? Who do I
And we were talking
to?
About this on Saturday, weren't we?
Yeah, and like what should you set yourself as a goal?
I know, and what you should, yeah, and just about it being realistic
and achievable, and not to set your goals too high and not to concentrate too much on one specific thing, because then if you are down on your numbers 1 week, you're going to feel bad about yourself.
It's like that whole New Year's resolution thing, like everyone's like, oh, it's going to be my year that I'm going to be healthy, hit the gym, and then February comes.
You're setting yourself up to fail already.
Just keep
back in their bad habits,
But I do think what is good to note, yes, classes can be very intimidating, but they're also a really good way to motivate yourself
and
get started. They make you work out for a full 45 minutes.
And actually, we were talking about, and I think there are some really good apps out there, but I'm quite a gym, I think I've got a relatively good technique, but they did say that actually if you're not that confident in what you're doing, apps aren't great because you're going to do it wrong, so you're not going to get the most out of it. So that's where a class is really good.
The other
thing that they said on Saturday was about finding the thing that you enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, like I actually don't like HIIT. I like to keep going and have a bit more of sort of a longer period of endurance. I don't really like that.
Stop, start.
But I do really push myself on cardio. And they just said, if it's not for you, then do spinning and do weights or do... Like, that was nice.
You don't have to fit the same mould
as everybody else.
I think also it's, it's one of those things, like you said, everything's very personal to you. And I think one reading this article, it made me laugh, because it definitely says... if you can afford it, a personal trainer is obviously ideal, but let's face it, they cost so much money and it's not something that we can all do. And I think for me, I got married a couple of years ago and had been going to the gym for about 8 years. And I splurged on a personal trainer for a couple of months almost to whip me into shape. So I knew then, because I would go to the gym and just... And actually, what getting a personal trainer made me realise for the last 8 years, I was doing absolutely nothing of any benefit in the gym. And that really shocked me. But actually, it kind of, just doing even just not one class, one session a week for a month. Yes, it's expensive, but that almost then retrained. I then knew what I had to do and what I had to do to achieve.
That's what Dalton
was
saying. What
I wanted to achieve.
Dalton was saying on Saturday, he said, there's that person not on the cross trainer reading the newspaper.
That was me.
Because they're doing absolutely nothing. That's how you read the newspaper in the gym.
Yeah, I mean,
I do watch
my
iPad on the treadmill.
But I think you're right. And I for me personally, I found what worked for me over the years. And actually, before I got pregnant, I did the Cobox class.
I love it.
Which is, I used to do it 3 times a week.
Ash and I are rolling our eyes.
I'm craving, like now I'm pregnant and I can't do that kind of really tough workout. I am craving a class, and I've got to say, nothing has changed my body as much as going to that class.
Really?
And... people kept saying to me, how have you, and if I would going on, if I was going away on a holiday or a work trip where I felt I needed to look good, a class a day for 5 days is not cheap, but it's better than any juice diet, anything, because you're fit, you're healthy. I used to do a 6 a.m. class every day for 5 days, because I couldn't do any more than 5 days, but it was almost like this crash kind of fitness thing. And I've never known anything change my body. Like I said, it could just be what was right for me,
it's probably a combination of you had invested in these 5 days, so you were kind of watching what you're eating a bit better.
Absolutely.
And it kind of all worked together. And I loved, he said, one of the questions in the article was, how quickly will you see results when it comes to training? And I love that he said, immediately afterwards you'll get this endorphin release of happy hormones that will reduce stress, increase your self-esteem, improve your sleep, and after 2 weeks your skin will feel better, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was just such a positive.
Yeah,
I loved it. If anyone is listening who is not someone that exercises, read this piece, because, small steps make a difference and you do get there. And I thought it was a really refreshing take on fitness.
Absolutely.
The ketogenic diet.
Yeah. I've actually done this diet.
Have you?
Yeah. And I know you're about to say it's not very healthy.
When did you do it?
It really works. About a year and a half ago.
Hang on a minute, Maya. It says who should do it? People with a considerable amount of weight to lose.
Well, come on, Megan Fox.
Okay, fine. So tell us about it, because we are hearing about it more and more, and it's based on restricting
your diet.
Carbohydrates? Yeah.
Carbs specifically. So you should have, I think
it's like the Atkins.
Yeah, kind of. So you have 80% of your diet is made up from fats.
Okay.
I think 5% is carbs, so, and that's just from vegetables, that's not like potato and things like that, and then 15% from protein. So actually the protein's quite low in comparison, but the way it works is it stops your body from using carbs as a fuel source and it looks to fat. called ketogenic, and you start producing ketones, which in the long term, yes, are actually quite harmful for you, but in the short term,
so it's a quick way.
Yes, very quick.
How long? Well,
4 to 6 weeks.
Really?
And did you lose weight?
Oh my god, yeah! I had the lowest body fat percentage I've ever had.
And how did you feel?
Amazing! It gives you a lot of energy, a lot of energy.
And is it boring? I mean,
no, not at all.
So what did you eat?
You can eat cheese. You can eat all sorts of different meats, like salami, like all sorts of different yummy meats.
Breakfast? What do you eat for breakfast?
You'd have like really cheese-filled tomato, mushroom, ham, omelette, like.
But how is it different from the Atkins diet? That's what I don't get.
Because I think Atkins is just Atkins got a bad rap,
so let's just dress it up with something else.
Yeah, Atkins was more protein based, wasn't it? Whereas this is more like fat. Avocados, nuts, dairy.
So if anyone is disappointed with the avocado tipping point at half an avocado, you just need to go on the ketogenic diet.
But yeah, it's not a long-term solution, but it does work. And it has supposed to have supposedly helped with things like diabetes.
I was really interested in that. And I was interested that it said it can help with polycystic ovaries.
Mm. That was really interesting to me as well. And I wondered how that would...
I don't know about this.
No, I don't know either.
No, I don't know about it. But
diabetes, worth looking into, maybe, if it's something that you're worried about.
Yeah, definitely. With the diabetes, it works because it lowers your blood sugar. So diabetes is about hypo blood sugar levels, and the ketones lower. You have a lower insulin level, so your blood sugar is a lot lower.
So it says here, a typical day on the diet could start with scrambled eggs or an omelette. Sounds good. A chicken breast with herb butter and some spinach, followed by baked salmon with lemon and butter for dinner.
I actually think that sounds quite boring, and I used to eat way more than that.
Did you follow a book?
I used to do sort of like muscle food reviews and things like that and follow their tips. There's loads on the internet about this diet.
And like, is it healthy?
Short term, yes. Long term, no.
Okay. We wrote a piece on the cool way to style a summer dress. I mean, today feels like summer, but the rest of the week does not look like it's going to be summer. And I want to get my summer clothes out, and I love this piece. I mean, it's mega simple, but actually it was saying get your summer dress and put on an ankle boot. So you can take more of a wintry boot. And they're nice with like a big knit, or we always say a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Astrid, you're wearing it today.
I am. I've got a little floral red dress on and some black
ankle boot. It's a kind of realisation par.
This is actually ancient Topshop.
I always comment on this dress when you wear it. I love it.
I really like this trend. And I love this trend with... the Chloe Susanna boots. And I follow Emma Hill on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
And I saw, was it last night? This is my insomnia. This is why I'm so hot when everyone's on Instagram today. Because when I was lying in bed wide awake for 4 hours last night, I was on Instagram. My husband's like, well, no wonder you can't sleep then. Anyway. But she had just got herself the Chloe Susanna boots, which I nearly got 2 years ago and decided 2 years ago that I'd missed it. I'm now like... shit, that's really annoying, but now I really have missed it. Or have I not missed it? Are these going to be around forever?
I absolutely think that they will be. I have a girlfriend who is a personal shopper at Selfridges, and when they first came out, obviously they were hugely popular. But then I think she always tells me, and she's my go-to when I think, you know, I recently bought some like Gucci loafers, and she's my go-to where I text her and I say, have I missed the boat? And like, you know, is it, you know, how far gone have I got? You know, and she gives great advice. She's super stylish. And
she's incredible.
And she basically said, regarding the boots, at the beginning, you've almost, with a product like this, you've got to wait for the people who buy it as a fad to almost get out the way. And if it's still being, they're still being bought and they're still kind of really relevant to your wardrobe, keep wearing them, keep doing it.
But this is years now. I mean, we had a girl here, Emma, who worked for us, and she bought them. I mean, that must have been 4 years ago. Mm. And I remember at the time thinking she was late
to the party.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's the fad is over. Now it's just a classic. They've turned into a bit of a classic. And what this...
They're also bloody useful, aren't they?
This is what this girlfriend said to me, my stylish girlfriend, my go-to. She said, what is the alternative? There has never been... Saint Laurent did a good one and everyone got into the really Gucci, you know, the Givenchy style.
Yeah. But they're much tougher.
They're tougher, not as comfortable to wear.
And they don't have such a heel.
They are quite a fad. That is the new fad product, but that probably won't turn into a classic. This is a classic boot that not only matches the little cute summer dresses, but in winter with your kind of leather pants.
Yeah,
you know, girls go to Coachella and wear them with their little cut off. You know, they can literally be worn in such a versatile way.
Holly, Georgie, you're leading them. Me astray.
Buy them.
They're about £300 more expensive, as Emma Hill was saying, than they were when I thought about them.
like so many things.
So many things. These brands are clever, aren't they?
They are. Exfoliating pads. Now, Maya, you're a big advocate for an exfoliating pad.
I think I'm about to step it up a bit and get a stronger one, to be fair. But
are you?
Yeah, I've just recently started using them, and I think they're great for resurfacing the skin. So if you are someone that doesn't have maybe skin problems, you know, you're not acne prone or breakouts or whatever, but you do want to improve your skin's texture, they're great. And I know you use them too, don't you?
When you say improve your skin's texture, what does that mean?
I personally feel like I have got quite bumpy skin. I don't have spots or anything like that, but I feel like I get raised areas on my cheeks and my makeup doesn't sit very nicely and nothing seems to improve it. And these pads did start improving, and I started using the Nip and Fab ones, and they contain hyaluronic acid, which is moisturising, and then it's the glycolic part, which does all the resurfacing and smoothing of the skin.
Yeah, they're supposed to be a really good thing to use if you're kind of interested in peels, aren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of like an at-home way to do it.
I guess it's a starter, isn't it? Starter.
Well, I had my second peel yesterday, and she's being really gentle. She keeps saying, "I'm being really gentle with you because your skin is." She said peels are amazing for people with quite sort of tough skin or who've, you know, really suffered with scarring or acne, whatever. But it's all about the acid penetrating into the skin, and obviously there's acid in these pads, aren't they? So I thought that was interesting. And yeah, as you say, it's all about just resurfacing. So I think there really is. I don't think pads are a gimmick. Everyone's talking about them, and everyone is sort of moving away from traditional exfoliators, aren't they?
I think actually the more kind of research and trying out these we've done, we've found that exfoliating is actually more of a gimmick and not very good for your skin. It can cause enlarged pores. It can over dry the skin, so then you can get spots on top of actual skin's overcompensating.
Cause a real imbalance in your skin's natural oils through exfoliation, because you're stripping it of everything it's naturally supposed to have.
And am I right in saying, I read in your article that you literally
just
swipe them over cleansed skin and you don't have to rinse it off?
No.
Because as a busy person where I'm literally struggling to even find time to cleanse in the evening, that's actually quite easy. It's actually a quick and simple process to do.
You need to
cleanse
before.
First. But then it's not a process. You have to leave it and then come back. It's literally just swipe the... Yeah.
And they say the clever thing is that obviously the right amount of product is on the pads.
Oh, that's really
clever. So because
it's
quite strong, you don't need to think about how much... You know, I'm so like... gung-ho with these things. I just whack it on. It's probably not very good for you when there's acid in it. So quite good is foolproof guys using acid on your skin. So the fashion crowd are getting into the silk robe trend. Oriental prints are really big for spring, so some of them have sort of kimono inspired design on, or you can just get a sort of head to toe blush silk robe, essentially. What do you think of this trend, Holly?
I absolutely love this trend, and it's actually a trend that I've been working for a few years. A bit ahead of the head of the trend there. I think with me, I'm quite hippie in my body shape, and I think it's really easy to chuck on a big, almost robe or longer jacket. I think it's quite flattering to the body. For years, there's a brand called We Are Leone that I've been wearing for years, and it's silk robes. And, I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
and
it's a great
one. Again, they're quite expensive, but I always wait to the sale and get a really good quality piece there. And the fact that it's a trend now is really, I think, not only incredible for me because I obviously have a lot of pieces that work with it, and secondly, being pregnant, I think it's great as it's really flattering to kind of like your woman's body.
How would you wear a robe then?
I think it's also very easy to wear it casually and in a kind of more smarter way. So for example, actually yesterday I was in slides, ripped denim, a white t-shirt and a bright orange robe. Not silk, it was more kind of more of a cottony fabric, but it was just really lovely to give the outfit a bit of a zing, a bit of a colour pop, but also just made you look a little slightly more stylish than just wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
So Holly, you've been listed as one of the Forbes 30 people under 30. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, what incredible success you've had in a relatively short period of time with Pampalone, your resort wear brand. What advice would you have for women starting out in business?
It's all happened very quickly. So the brand has kind of gained all traction within the last year and a half, just about to come on to 2 years. And getting the Forbes nod was a huge shock for me. obviously very flattered. It was incredible to be pitted with some incredible other people on that list.
Incredible.
And whilst I don't have, you know, the biggest brand in the world, we're not turning over gazillions of pounds, I think what was good for them to recognise is the quick growth of the business in such a short period of time. Mm. And I think the advice that I'd give anyone else and the reasons that it kind of worked for me are my kind of principles I live by. And number one, marketing is everything. This probably goes against, you know, what any business person would ever tell you is correct advice, but there is just no point having the best product in the world if no one knows about it. So, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that I see with people that I mentor and people I meet for coffees and help a lot of people setting up businesses is they focus so much on the product that once it's launched, you can't just put something on the internet and expect people to go. You have to kind of push it there. So I think marketing is just a hugely key principle. And secondly, you have to graft. It's not easy. You know, I get really frustrated when people come to me and say, oh, but you know, you had the experience, you were in the industry, and oh, you must have met X person, Y and Z at a party. No, I was the one up till 4 o'clock in the morning stalking people on LinkedIn. You have to make it happen for yourself.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite
tips. I agree with that.
You will grow as quickly as you want to grow and as much as you put into it. You know, one of the best quotes I've ever heard is Sophia Romaruso from obviously Nasty Girl. One of the biggest quotes that comes out of her book is just do it. It's the simplest thing in the world, but could not be truer. Stop talking about it. Just go out there and do it and make it happen for yourself. So they're the kind of two biggest thing piece of advice I'd give to anyone.
And what is new for Pampalone this year?
So this year is really exciting for us. So we've just launched our third collection, Spring Summer 17, for kind of mainline resort.
Congratulations!
Thank you
stunning.
Very much.
We love it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's very much kind of Ibiza inspired. So very much Old Town Ibiza, slightly hippie vibe there. But very excitingly, we are launching our first kids collection on the 1st of June. So that's in conjunction with Mothers to Mothers charity. We're actually giving 100% of the proceeds to the charity, which was a big decision for us, but obviously such a great cause for everything to go to. And we are launching three of our best-selling items over the last 2 years. We are launching them in mini-me versions. So they're very cute and I can't wait
to show
you.
They are really cute. You had them at the fashion day.
They're so cute. We've actually already got a waiting list for them, just having put some pictures on Insta stories. Which is really exciting because I think they're going to sell out quite quickly. And we're also launching later on in the summer our first exclusive pair of sunglasses, which is very exciting, which I haven't told any of you yet, so I'm very excited to show you. We have teamed up with one of Italy's top handmade sunglasses manufacturers. Everything's handmade in Naples, and we have made one exclusive pair of sunglasses to launch later on into the summer. And again, I've put a few pictures on my personal Instagram and already we've got a wait list, so keep an eye out.
Well, I'm sure like everything you do, Holly, they will be absolutely on the money. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you for listening. That's it for this week. If you have any comments, feedback or questions, do email podcast@sheerlux.com. See you next week.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.